You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart, 'cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, 'cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Oh, it's the 9 o'clock hour now here at WHSM Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you, keeping you company throughout the morning hours. Getting you up and going. I hope most of you made it to work okay. Hopefully the car started. Shouldn't have dead batteries this early in the season, but you never know. Might have had a weak one. Anyways, we're getting moving. It's going to be a pretty decent day as we're going to be up in the 50s for the high today. And of course, sunny skies looking out the window right now. Just some of those high wispy clouds, but otherwise clear today. And again, that high near 50. Tonight, as we get into the afternoon hours, the clouds will come back. We'll have a low about 34 degrees. Saturday, it's looking pretty nice, partly sunny, still more clouds there. High near 52 degrees for Saturday. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 37. And Sunday's looking very nice. Mostly sunny and a high near 57 degrees. Thankfully, those southeast winds are going to help keep us warm.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Please don't worry, 'cause I'm alright. See, I'm playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dreams come true. Promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things, but girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. True.
Muskie 101. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
Your tires leaving me in the dust. If you weren't the kind that you only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had, bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up broken heart does. I'm gonna need three or four more, baby, if I'm moving on that scoreboard. Say you and your memory won me and this bar none. Me and this bar, me and this bar none. Yeah, me and them bottles of Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up a broken a heart does. Gonna need three or four more, baby, if I'm moving on that scoreboard. Say you and your memory won me and this bar, none. Me and this bar, me and this bar, none. Me and this bar, me and this bar, none.
They have a really good variety.
Your country, now, online and on the app.
Muskie 101.
Leanne Womack, music here on WHSM, Muskie Country 101. Hey, I wanted to mention that the Northwoods Humane Society of Sawyer County, they go through a lot of bleach every week to keep things clean, healthy, and safe for all the animals. and for sanitizing kennels and floors and washing bedding and cleaning toys. Bleach is one of the most important supplies that they use every day. They're asking if you're able to donate a bottle or two of some bleach. They would be very grateful. You can drop it off at the shelter during their opening hours or have it shipped directly to them. Every little bit helps keep those tails wagging and those whiskers happy. Thank you for always supporting the mission and helping give us to those pets those clean pens and places to stay while they wait for their forever homes. The Northwoods Humane Society is located at 10812 North O'Brien Hill Road here in Hayward. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 o'clock until 3, and they are Amazon and Walmart delivery friendly. So again, the Northwoods Humane Society is looking for bleach donations. Be sure to drop off a bottle or two over the weekend. That'd be great.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna leave. I just had that one drink, and we've all gotta be up early, boys. We ought to shut her down. Just take it to the house before anybody starts getting crazy. So I started walking across the floor before I got to the door. Oh no, somebody just bought a shot of that Patron. Hang on, I just might have to stay.
FM, Muskie 101.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Streaming TV. TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Get ready, Northwoods. Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community at WHSM.com. That's community at WHSM.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Muskie 101. The one that didn't get away. Muskie 101.
Girl, I know I I don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue are pulling me in like the moon on your skin. I'm so glad you trusted me to slide up on this dusty seat and let your hair down and get out of town. Got the stars coming out over my hood, and all I know now is it's going good. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Gonna cuss the morning when it comes, 'cause I know that the rising sun ain't no good for me, 'cause you'll have to leave. Gonna make the most of every mile, do anything to make your smile land on my lips. Get drunk on your kiss. Clock on the dash says 3:35. There's plenty of gas and the night's still alive. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end. Your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring.
Musky 101.
Give it up on love, 'cause love's giving up on.
With me today is Matthew Lean from the Lean Law Offices here in Hayward. Hello, sir. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Good, good. So I wanted to talk about property damage. Now, there's a lot of different levels of property, but when I say property, I think of a house. And maybe I have some friends over, and it's in the middle of winter, and we were talking about, you know, I have some ice in the sidewalk. It's been there for a while, and I put, you know, I've tried to tell people to avoid it. I've tried to scrape it off, and it's still there. So I just tell people, don't go there. And then one of my friends goes there, and he slips and falls and boinks his head. What can I do?
Well, Mark, I think you hit it right on the head. Oftentimes people have people over. You say, don't go X, go to X location. Inevitably someone does. Things to consider to see if you're liable is, number one, is it a commercial structure or is it your home? If it's your home, Question is, did you know about the problem area? How long have you known about the problem area? Did you take ways to or means to fix the problem area? Like in the case of ice, oftentimes people put salt on it, or they might put like a rubber mat on it or something like that.
Yeah.
Those are all things that you can do to mitigate your damages. Now, on the extreme end, you didn't know about it and someone slips on it. Frankly, I think that they would have a pretty uphill battle suing you or your insurance company. On the other hand, if you knew about a problem, you didn't tell anybody about the problem, you didn't do anything to fix the problem, then I think you might have some trouble.
Sure.
All right. And then the other thing to consider, too, is commercial. Wisconsin has a really great statute, and it's for commercial settings. It's called the Safe Place Statute. And the idea of the Safe Place Statute is this, that if you have a commercial place, you have to likely, in most circumstances, you have to adhere to the rules of, you know, safety, like that certain governmental entities put out. Like, did you fix the walkway? Did you build something correctly, et cetera? Another pitfall of that is if a building's been around for 100 years, you have to face what's called the statute of repose, and I think it's 7 years. So if there's like a structural defect in the building that's causing like water to run onto a sidewalk,
sure,
you're out with in respect to that. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if the building is 6 months old, so obviously less than 7 years, then you can make a claim under, you know, faulty, you know, design or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Those are tough claims though. Very, very tough case. Probably slip and falls are probably my least favorite types of claims. I've done well at some of them, but they are very fact intensive. And frankly, as a plaintiff's lawyer, unless someone does something affirmatively bad,
right,
I probably wouldn't take it. So for example, Someone was at a restaurant. There's one way in to your booth and one way out from your booth to get outside.
Yeah.
And while you're eating, it's closing time and a waitress comes between you and the door, again, the only exit, and then starts mopping the floor with Ultra Sudsy soap. Mm-hmm. And then the customer's done and then they walk out. Well, they didn't have any other option. They fall and they bust their leg or their wrist or something like that. So those are the things that I would worry about.
Okay. Something as simple, though, like clearing my sidewalk right here in front of the studio. We have a service that does the snow blowing and stuff, but if it's slippery out, I'm going to put some ice bite out there. But over time, the ice bite goes away, and maybe it snows a little bit, and now there's ice again, but I haven't gone out there and cleaned it off. But I've been making good effort to keep it cleaned off for safety, but then someone comes along, slips and falls right in front of my store. Is that sidewalk city property, or is that the responsibility of the commercial store owner?
You know, you said he had a service. If I were the plaintiff's lawyer, I would list the store owner. I would list the city. And by the way, you have to give the city notice of claim before you sue them. And then the second thing is if you have a service, like a third-party private service, I would list them. And oftentimes they have you sign a contract, and you sign a contract with them that if there's snowfall greater than X inches, they'll come and do it. And if they don't, they're probably on the hook.
Huh.
if that answers your question.
Right, right. But maybe it was less than that, so they're not on the hook to come clean it off because it was less than a certain measurement that the contract says.
True.
Well, so then it comes back to the owner of the property.
And or the city.
Okay.
If it's a public sidewalk.
Sure.
And it comes down to what would the reasonable person do, okay? You know, if there's 0.2 millimeters of snow out there, nobody's going to go clean it off.
Yeah.
It's not likely. If there's...
We live in Hayward. We can walk through more than that.
Right. You know, there's not two certainties in life, death and taxes. There's three certainties, death, taxes, and you're always going to get snow in Hayward.
Yes.
You know, and then if you got 3 feet of snow, obviously get out there and do it. And then there's everywhere in between.
Right.
I can't envision a circumstance right now where someone would win as a matter of law as to liability as a defendant to get out in those circumstances.
Yeah. Okay. So we really didn't talk about property damage. We talked about injury on your property, but that's still good stuff to know. Let me know how people can get a hold of you in case they have a question about some property damage or someone gets injured on their property.
Sure. Call Lien Law Offices, 715-634-4273.
All right. Matt, thank you for coming in. We're definitely going to have you back. We got some more topics to talk about.
Thank you.
best country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to storm me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me.
Road to somewhere new. It ain't nothing but a rear view.
Muskie 101. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is inviting residents to participate in Drug Takeback Day over the weekend. The event is held twice each year, giving Wisconsinites a chance to dispose of their unwanted or unneeded medications at collection sites across the state. Department of Health Services officials say the spring collection this year took in nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The fall Drug Takeback Day will be held on Saturday, and a full list of collection sites is available on the Department of Health Services website. Xcel Energy officials are reminding residents to get caught up on their utility bills or work out a payment plan with their provider before the winter heating moratorium begins. Starting November 1st, utility companies will be prohibited from disconnecting heating services for non-payment. They are not, however, required to restart services for residents who have fallen behind on their bills. Anyone with outstanding utility bills should contact their providers to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance before the winter moratorium begins. A number of area residents spoke against proposed plans for a massive expansion project at the Sawyer County Airport at a Town of Hayward board meeting this month. Plans for the expansion project call for nearly 70 new aircraft hangars and a 1,000-foot runway extension, as well as new terminal buildings and control towers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and National Parks Service have all sent letters to the Wisconsin Bureau of Aeronautics opposing the proposed expansion project. A section of Highway 53 in Douglas County was completely shut down in both directions on Wednesday afternoon following a fatal head-on collision. According to law enforcement authorities, the crash occurred at around 2 p.m. on Wednesday near Berg Park Road and Kent Road in Amnicon Township. Their initial investigation found that one of the vehicles was driving northbound in the southbound lanes, causing the head-on collision. The identities of the two victims have not yet been released, and the circumstances of the crash remain under investigation. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky. Highs in the upper 40s to around the 50-degree mark. Our winds will stay on the light side. Tonight, plenty of clouds in mid-30s. On Saturday, a partly sunny sky. South winds with afternoon highs reaching the lower 50s. It's 27 at our studios.
Muskie 101.
My buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude and fire it up. Beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. Just idle on over. Toss us a line. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side to side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us. The Redneck Yacht Club. Just flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. Everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old guitar and pass them around. Bass trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us. The Redneck Yacht Club. Party's over and we're all alone.
we'll be making waves in a no-wake zone. Fast trackers, bay liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park, anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches, regular Joes rocking the boat that's us. The Redneck Yacht Club.
Most country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Little bit of dust, little bit of smoke. Faller in a Chevy down a gravel road, headed to a spot everybody knows. Cannonball swinging from an old freight rope. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good times and tan lines. On, coolers on the ground, dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good times and tan lines. But time, nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good times and tan lines. Times and tan lines, good times and tan lines.
Zach, top music here on WHSM Muskie Country 101. Hey, Norvado has a spam email alert going out there. Some customers have reported receiving emails that appear to be from Norvado. These messages are not from Norvado. They are phishing attempts designed to steal your personal information. If you receive such an email, do not click on any of the links inside of it or provide any information. Instead, mark the email as junk or spam and delete it immediately. If you've clicked on the link and entered your username, password, or other sensitive details, they strongly recommend that you reset your password right away and monitor your account for any suspicious activity. If you have any questions or you'd like to talk to a Norvado customer support member, call them at 800-250-8927.
101.1 FM, WHSM, Hayward, Muskie 101, 8927.
And again, this is for Norvado email customers. Just be aware of fraudulent emails impersonating Norvado.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer. Bring back my peace of mind.